Are you reducing tooth decay with Amident ammoniated toothpaste?
Well, answer the man, George.
Of course, Gracie. I use Amident twice a day.
You can smile when you say that.
Yes, it's the Amident Show, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, B. Benaderet, Hal March, Marvin Miller, Harry Lubin, and the Amident Orchestra. For healthy laughter, it's George and Gracie. And for healthier teeth, for fewer cavities, it's Amident Toothpaste. Well, last week, George wrote a song, which he thinks will be as big as his last hit, In the Heart of a Cherry. We find him now entering the offices of a recording company, where he intends to put his new song on wax. If he does, I hope somebody lights the wig.
Excuse me for staring, but you look familiar.
Ever listen to the radio?
All the time.
Ever hear Burns and Allen?
Sure. Do you know them?
Yes.
Do you know the dumb one in the act?
The dumb one?
Yeah. He thinks he can sing.
Yes, I know him. I happen to be George Burns.
No kidding. The dumb one,
yeah. Listen, for your information, I once made a record for this company. Two sweethearts nestled closely, honey, for quite a while.
Yes, I remember.
Mr. Davis, the president of this company, signed me personally.
Yeah. Mr. Davis will never forget that.
By the way, how many records did you press?
5,000.
How many were sold?
How many did you buy?
Two.
That's how many we sold.
What happened to the others?
You know those flying saucers you read about?
Yeah. No.
They weren't.
They weren't.
Excuse me, Miss Harris. I washed the windows and scrubbed the floors.
Oh, good. Now put some clean towels in the washroom.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, hello, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Davis.
I have phoned to tell you about the dinner party we went to last night, Blanche.
Oh, I'm anxious to hear about it, Gracie. Were there lots of celebrities there?
Oh, yes. And you know how I hate gossip, Blanche. But listen to this. There was one woman there. All the men kept flirting with because she was so pretty. And her husband was furious.
Really?
Yes, during dinner he kept kicking her in the shins under the table.
Oh, the poor girl.
Yeah, my legs were so bruised I could hardly walk home.
Oh, it was you.
Mm. Oh, excuse me, Blanche. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. How's your wife?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Sit down. I'll be with you in a minute.
Who came in, Gracie?
I don't know.
Gracie, you shouldn't let a strange man in your house when you're there alone. He might be a burglar.
Oh. Mister, are you a burglar?
No. No, I'm a theatrical agent.
Oh, no, Blanche. He's a theatrical agent.
Oh, well, I didn't miss it far. Well, I'll speak to you later, Gracie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Perhaps I'd better introduce myself. I'm Al Kingston of the Kingston Agency.
Oh, how do?
How do you do? I wonder if I could interest you and Mr. Burns in an engagement.
Oh, it's too late. We're already married.
I believe I'll drop back sometime when your husband is here.
Oh, I expect him any minute. Oh, while you're waiting, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'd love a cup.
Maybe you'd rather have tea.
No, thanks.
Glass of milk?
No.
Hot chocolate?
No.
Tomato juice? Buttermilk? Ginger ale? Root beer?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry you won't have anything.
Well, Mrs. Burns, how about a cup of coffee?
Oh, thanks. I'd love one. I'm sorry you won't join me.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Hello, Kingston.
Hello, George.
Oh, did you get to see your friend Mr. Davis at the recording company?
Yeah, I saw him.
How's he doing?
He's cleaning up. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I've got a little business proposition to discuss with you, George.
Okay. Gracie, why don't you make Al a cup of coffee?
No. We've done that bit.
Huh? Well, if you two men are going to talk, I'll get back to my baking. By the way, George, where's the hammer?
Under the sink. What do you want with a hammer?
Well, we're having pound cake for dessert.
Well, Al, watch out.
Wait a minute. Your wife is going to make pound cake with a hammer, and you don't say anything?
Al, how long have you known Gracie?
5 minutes.
I've been with her for 18 years. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, George, you know the famous play Dulcie, the one about the scatterbrained wife?
Oh, sure, by George S. Kaufman and Mark Conley. Yeah. It's a great play.
Well, I'm going to produce it this summer, and I want Gracie for the title role.
You want Gracie?
Yeah, she'll be great. I'd like to try it out at Laguna Beach for 2 weeks, starting in March.
And it's Gracie you want?
Yeah.
Sorry, Al, Gracie's tired. She's been working too hard.
Oh. Well, that's a shame, George, because you'd be great as Dulcie's frustrated husband.
Oh. I'm in it, too.
Sure.
And when do we open?
March 1st. And you pack them in, George. Wait till you see the billboards I've got planned. Dulcie starring Gracie Allen in blue letters against the red background.
Hold it. Dulcie starring Gracie Allen?
Yeah, in blue letters against this red background.
I'm sorry, Al. Gracie's tired. She's been working too hard.
What billboards. Dulcie starring George Burns and Gracie Allen.
When do we open?
March 1st. Now, George, at Laguna, there's only one dressing room for the star. And I thought, if you wouldn't mind...
Gracie's getting tired again.
Well, I thought, if you wouldn't mind, we'd build another star dressing room.
When do we open?
March 1st. You know, George, I've thought it over, and that billing is absolutely right. Your name in the middle with Dulcie on one side and Gracie on the other.
Sure.
And a sandwich, that's where the ham belongs. Come in.
Sam Taylor, it's your service.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Your lovely wife gave me a jingle on the telephone.
Gracie, Sam the Taylor is here.
Well, I'll run along, George, and send those Dulcie scripts over.
And Mr. Kingston is leaving.
Ask him if he wants a cup of coffee.
Huh? 18 years? What a man. So long, George.
Grace, you'll be right in. Sit down, Sam.
You're kind.
How's business?
Mr. Barnes, these days a man is lucky if he can make one end meet.
Things are tough, huh?
Not only that, I've got a problem at home with my wife. Little lady's having a rough time of it.
What's the matter?
I treat her like a dog. I'd like to pet her.
Oh, I see. And she's having a rough time?
I forget to put down my needle.
I want you to shorten for me.
My pleasure, Mrs. Barnes. Come by the shop Friday and we'll try it on.
All right. But you look silly in it.
It means for you to try it on.
Oh.
My, what a beautiful evening gown. I like the way it sparkles, all covered with seagrams.
Sam, that's sequins.
Okay, so you finished public school.
Good goodbye, Sam.
Toodle-doo. Toodle-doo-doo.
Gracie, I've got some great news. How would you like to play Dulcie?
Oh, I'd love it. Get out the cards.
Dulcie is a play, honey, a very famous play, and they want us to try it out in Laguna. We'd open there March 1st and run for 2 weeks.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It's the story of a frustrated husband and a scatterbrained wife.
Who else?
Who else?
Yeah, where's the part I play?
Well, they would like you to play the scatterbrained wife.
Oh, well, that's very flattering, George, but I'm not that good an actress.
I think you can handle it, kid.
But there are so many actresses who are that way in real life. Like Barbara Stanwyck.
Stanwyck is scatterbrained?
Well, now look, don't let this go any further, but I was in the garage the other day when she drove in and asked them to put a muffler on her car.
What's wrong with that?
It was a very warm day.
Honey, with the right makeup, I think you can play a scatterbrain.
Oh, no, George, I just don't fit the part.
That's your final decision?
Yes, I can't do it.
What a shame. The show was a hit. They're bound to make it into a movie, and in a movie, Cary Grant would play your husband. I can see him now coming down to breakfast, grabbing you in his arms, kissing you, kissing you.
George?
Yeah?
When do we open?
March 1st. I know.
This is Bill Goodwin, folks. Tonight I want to talk particularly to you mothers and fathers. While Amident toothpaste anti-decay action can be a blessing to everybody, I think it's the youngsters who stand to gain the most by using it. A mother writing about Amident says, "I feel so good now knowing that every time my youngsters brush their teeth, they're helping to reduce tooth decay." That's a pretty good feeling for this mother to have, isn't it? Now how about yourself? Are you doing all you can to help your children avoid the pain and grief of tooth decay? Such a little thing, changing to Amident, yet as the years go on, it can mean so much. If your children are like 4 out of 5 who used Amident, they can reduce tooth decay by an average of almost 50%. The dentists of America recommend Amident toothpaste and tooth powder to their patients more than any other brand. So take the advice of these men. They recommend Amident because it's ammoniated, and because they know its proven record of decay reduction. Don't let your youngsters miss out on this first really revolutionary advance in home dental care. Your children will love Amident's flavor. It really tastes delicious, and you'll love the brightness and luster it gives their teeth. So, Mother, give your children a chance that you never had. Go to your drug counter tomorrow morning and say, "A tube of Amident, please." A-M-M-I-D-E-N-T. Amident, ammoniated toothpaste.
She's a wonderful play, Gracie. You'll have loads of fun doing it.
Oh, I hope you're right, Blanche.
Gosh, how I envy you being in show business. So thrilling.
Blanche, would you like a part in the play? Just say the word and I'll arrange it.
Oh, Gracie, I'm no actress. Besides, Harry wouldn't let me.
Well, I can tell you how to get your husband to agree to anything. Just use my crying system.
Crying system?
Oh, sure. I have different cries for different things. Now, when I want a new hat, I use the whimper.
Is that all? Just...
Never misses. And for shoes, I use the sob. Very effective.
Well, what if you want a new dress?
Oh, for that, I use the heartbreak. And boom, you're in Bullock's.
What a system.
Oh, you should have been around the day I got my new fur coat. You've never heard such crying in your whole life.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was George.
Well, thanks for the system, Gracie, but this stage is not for me. I'm no actress. By the way, you met George on the stage, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We were on the same bill together in vaudeville. George did an act with a seal. And you know he actually taught that seal to carry a tune?
Well, they're easy to train. A seal will do anything for a fish.
He'd do anything for George, too. Oh, I wish you could have seen George and that seal. The name of the act was Sugar Throat and Funny Face.
Oh, that's cute.
And then later, after the seal died, George took the name of Sugar Throat.
Well, Gracie, I've got the Dulcie script.
Oh, hello, Blanche.
Hello. I'll be running along, Gracie.
Bye, Blanche.
Gracie, you've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yes, I've got a dozen things to do before we open at Laguna Beach. Memorize the play, have my family move into our house, get my clothes in order, arrange...
Hold it. What was that second item?
Get my clothes in order?
You know, have your family move into our house.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. I'll do it.
Oh, no, you won't.
Well, not the whole family, dear. Just Uncle Fred. He can take care of our house while we're away. You know, that's how he makes his living.
What?
He won't go into a house unless the people are away.
Oh, yeah, that's the uncle I call Second Story Fred.
Yeah, but he's not really that tall.
He's a little shorter, yeah.
He's very clever, you know. He invented a burglar alarm.
Fred invented a burglar alarm?
Yeah, at midnight it wakes him up to go to work. Uncle Fred is the perfect one to watch our house. You know, for years he's been attached to the police force.
Only by a pair of handcuffs. And I don't want Uncle Fred here.
But while we're gone, he could paint our house.
Uncle Fred isn't a painter.
He certainly is. And he'd still be painting if it wasn't for that stupid contractor.
What happened?
Well, the contractor took him to his house and told him to paint two coats.
Yeah?
After he painted the coats, he started on the contractor's pants. And that's when he thought.
Well, your family is not going to live here.
Hey.
What's that for? You just got a dress last week.
I know, but I haven't worked out a cry for my family yet.
Well, work on it, kid. And you better start reading that Dulcie script. It's right there on the table.
Oh, all right. Oh, my goodness. Blanche Borden left her purse here. I'll phone her.
Hello?
Oh, Blanche, this is Gracie. You left your purse over here.
Oh, thanks, honey. I'll pick it up later. Harry just came home from the office, and I've got a roast in the oven.
Oh, he likes you nice and warm, huh?
Yeah. I'll see you later, Gracie.
What did Gracie want?
I left my purse over there. I guess I was excited about Gracie's news. She's going to act in a play called Dulcie.
The title sounds familiar.
It's the story of a rattle-brained housewife who gets her husband into trouble.
For this, she has to act?
Now, don't start in on Gracie. It's bad enough that she has to live with that no-talent schmo. The way he's taken advantage of Gracie, why, it's enough to get him sent away.
Are you kidding? George Burns made Gracie Allen what she is today. What am I saying? That can get him sent away, too.
Lucky he fell in love with Gracie.
I happen to know it was Gracie who fell in love with George. And what's more, it was love at first sight.
It had to be. Who could look at him a second time? What a face. He looks like he took dope.
When he said I do, he did. Do you have any idea what he's gone through?
Yeah, every penny she's earned.
Listen, one time in vaudeville, George was trying out some new lighting effects, see? He told Gracie he wanted to work with a red spot on him, so she poured ketchup on her shirt.
I don't believe you. And for once, I'm going to find out if you're telling the truth.
Find out, fine.
Hello?
Gracie, this is Blanche. Is it true that in vaudeville George once wanted to work in a red spot and you put ketchup on his shirt?
It is not.
You see, Harry, it's not true.
It was a blue spot and I used ink.
I knew Harry was wrong. Goodbye, Gracie.
Bye, Blanche.
If Blanche Morton would leave you alone, she could finish that Dulcie script. Come in.
Hi, Burnses.
Oh, hi, Willie. Say, Bill, a girl telephoned here for you about an hour ago.
Oh, well, I guess it's because I haven't been home all day. What does she want, Gracie?
Well, she said she left her lipstick in your pocket last night, and she wants to know if you found it.
Well, if she left it there last night, it's got to be in this pocket here. I'll empty it.
So many lipsticks? Bill, how did you get so many, girl?
Well, I'll tell you, George, Walter Pigeon had a sale.
Yeah. What happened to that girl you were engaged to last week? You know, the one you met in the phone booth?
Oh, I had to get rid of her, Gracie. She was too high class. She won the Nobel Prize.
That girl won the Nobel Prize?
Nobel.
Oh, Nobel.
Yeah, I never saw a girl who could say Nobel so often.
Bill, why did the girl keep saying no?
Gracie, go in the den and finish what you're reading.
That's no way to speak to a great actress. Farewell. And give this beggar a fortnight.
What's the matter with her? She been out in the sun?
Nah, she's doing a bit of acting. You see, we're going to play Dulcie for 2 weeks.
Oh. Hey, George, there's a part in Dulcie that's a natural for me. The young millionaire.
I'll talk to Al Kingston for you.
Boy, I'd love to be that millionaire. You know, I wouldn't even mind being one in real life.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Then I wouldn't have to take orders from our sponsor. I could tell him off.
Tell the sponsor off?
Well, you bet. He's been making me say that Amident toothpaste is good. If I was a millionaire, I wouldn't say that. I'd say what I really thought about that toothpaste.
Bill, wait a minute.
I'd say that Amident toothpaste is not good.
Mm.
It's wonderful.
Oh.
That's what you'd say.
Well, sure, the sponsor's holding me down. Forcing me to describe Amident toothpaste with puny little words like refreshing and delightful. Well, that's like saying the Grand Canyon is cute. He should be ashamed of himself.
Okay, don't get so excited.
I want to say that Amident is the greatest discovery in the history of the world. Not only a grand wake-up toothpaste, but sensational anytime. George, do you realize that Amident is recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice?
Bill, let go. You're choking me.
I'm sorry, George. When I realize how they've made me undersell that magnificent toothpaste, my blood boils. I wish I was a crocodile.
Crocodile?
Then I'd have more teeth to brush with Amident.
You really love that toothpaste, don't you?
See, I'd rather talk about Amident toothpaste than eat.
Well, that's good. Because if you stop talking, you stop eating.
Well, let me know what Al Kingston says. I'll see you later, George.
Wait a minute. Take your lipsticks.
You want some?
No, you haven't got my shade. I use Rosy Future. Goodbye, Willie.
So long, Sugar
Throat. Goodbye. Women will be the death of that guy. But what a way to go. Well, Gracie, did you read the play?
Oh, yes, and I've got some wonderful ideas for improving it.
Improving it?
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, this play was written by George S. Kaufman and Mark Connelly. It's a classic.
Well, if it's so good, why do they chase us out of town after we do it?
Who said that?
You did. You said we'd open and play in Laguna Beach and run for 2 weeks.
I didn't mean that.
and the authors won't allow any changes.
Well, wait till you hear them. Now, instead of New York, I'm having the scenes take place in Laguna Beach. That'll make it more interesting to the people there.
But in the play, I manufacture jewelry. That wouldn't fit in Laguna Beach.
So, instead of jewelry, you can manufacture fish.
You don't manufacture fish. You pull them out of the water with nets.
All right, you can carry a net. And you know, there might even be a cute little scene where you drop the net over me.
That the authors would go for. Look, honey, in Dulce, I'm trying to put over a business merger to get rid of jewelry that's been laying around for a year.
Well, my way, you'd have fish that's been laying around for a year.
But it has to be jewelry.
You'd be more anxious to get rid of it if it were fish.
Gracie, Kaufman and Colony won't let you change one word of this play.
Then I can't do Delphi.
Okay. I'm not going to talk you into it. We'll just forget the play.
Good.
Good. Hold it. Who are you calling? Al Kingston?
No, Cary Grant.
Cary Grant?
Well, sure. I'm still going to make the picture.
Oh, no, no.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Wednesday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Harry Lubin and the Amadent Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Brought to you by the makers of Amadent, the ammoniated toothpaste and tooth powder, recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood, written by Paul Henning, Sid Dorfman, Harvey Helm, and Stanley Shapiro, and produced by William Burns. And now here are our stars.
George, I spoke to Cary Grant on the phone and asked him about making the picture and
oh, turned you down, huh?
No, he said to come over and talk to him.
Now, why are you crying?
Well, I can't go to see Cary Grant without a new hat.